would be case number 9943, the application of Gary A. and Mary E. McFarland, site located on Cavesback Drive, being lot 50D within Swan Keys Development, requesting a variance from the side yard setback requirements.
37072 Cavesback Drive, Selbyville. Mary Elizabeth McFarland. I do.
Now, gentlemen, this application is requesting a 2-foot variance on both sides from the required 10-foot side yard setback for a dwelling. We did get a note from Edward and Tammy Schwartz stating that they have no objection to a request for a variance at 50 Cavesback Drive. And they reside at 49 Cavesback Drive.
Thank you. Good evening, ma'am.
Hello.
You're requesting a 2-foot variance on each side?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Is this a new trailer going in there?
No, sir. We're going to demo the old trailer and put a home on the lot, have a home built on the lot.
Oh, okay.
It's unusually narrow. It's only 40 feet wide.
Mm-hmm. How wide is the existing home?
About 13 feet.
13?
I believe something of that nature. I've gotten verbal affirmation from a number of neighbors, and I also got a note put in my door from the neighbor across the street offering their support. I've gotten no negative feedback from anyone.
Okay, in that area, we put these in there.
Been several applications for variances in
side yard, both of them,
and Swan Keys.
Like this one?
Let me see.
Yeah.
Okay. So they were a regular for a while there. There's a couple occasions of applications for that tax map number.
Thank you.
And Mr. McCain's probably requested approval for most of them.
Thank you.
Yeah, there's just using that tax map number, which is Swan Keys. Part of Swan Keys. I have approved for at least 2 pages, sir.
Thank you.
with at least 42 a page?
42 a page?
Yeah, that's probably right.
Okay, just clarification. Thank you. At least, I know. Okay. Okay, hearing no further questions. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Excuse me, Chair, hearing none, I'll entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, certainly the lot width makes this, yes. And I feel it's necessary to enable reasonable use of the property. I don't see that altering the essential character of the neighborhood. In fact, Mr. Lank has stated such. And be a minimum of fluid relief, so I make a motion to approve case number 9,943.
Do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
Okay, a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Hudson that we approve case number 9,943. All those in favor of the motion, give you your voting sign.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carried. Your case is approved, ma'am.
Thank you very much.
Yes, indeed.